Frankly, I'm tired of all this Trump bashing. Okay, I get it. The guy neither has the education nor the temperament to be president. And yes, most of us cringe every time his narcissistic personality is on display, even as our plutocrat in chief appears to think that signing executive orders is the same thing as passing legislation. But let's get real here. At least to this point, his actual damage to the republic, to American civil society, the planetary environment, or global stability seems rather limited. Sure, he may have started out challenging the delicate balancing act between Taiwan and the People's Republic, claimed he's going to carry out the explosive act of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, all the while failing to differentiate between one of the great religions of the world, Islam, and the crazy jihadists who kill in its name. Nevertheless, his Muslim ban was so poorly prepared, it has been stymied by the courts. Even as he made an effort to clean up some of the damage he has already done to America's relations with the 1.3 billion Muslim world community, while he apparently bought the president of China, Xi Jinping's insistence that America remain loyal to decades of complicated, nuanced claims about Taiwan's status. Indeed, for the moment, even his attack on Obamacare seems unlikely to succeed in its assault on the nation's most vulnerable citizens. While its proposed budget is so outrageous that it almost appears deliberately designed to provoke an avalanche of anger and resistance, likely to further undermine his administration, even before the Justice Department has a chance to bury its legal talons into that creepy crowd that surrounds him. Indeed, what seems for now to be his two biggest accomplishments are raising the progressive left from its lethargy with an energy that makes the Tea Party pale in comparison, while managing to resurrect the reputation of George W. Bush. Imagine that. An America full of people, Republican and Democratic alike, who seem to believe they would rather have a W back, because despite his failings, he was better at acting presidential. I mean, let's be objective. What is really causing our communal anxiety? Developments from globalization to automation that are dramatically impacting our jobs and economic futures, while terrorism stalks our immediate sense of personal security and an escalating climate disruption of our long-term one. Okay, we can let Bush off the hook on globalization and automation. Those trends are bigger than one leader, but his administration personally broke the momentum of the Clinton-Gore years in confronting the climate crisis, even as his incompetence allowed 9/11 to happen. The signs were that obvious, the personal warnings to W that clear. Indeed, as someone who had enough information on 9/11 itself to write an article on who did it and why, I am certain 9/11 was within the power of the president to stop. And getting that one right would have kept us out of Afghanistan. Not forgetting his even more personal responsibility for invading Iraq, which eventually destabilized the entire region from Baghdad to Damascus, setting off a tinderbox of explosions, his phenomenally short-sighted climatic policies only exacerbated, given that the Mideast has been especially damaged by the growing climate instability and the failed food crops that result. Fundamentally contributing to the nightmare that has continued to play out from the Mideast to most recently Manchester. And don't think for a moment W does not know it. I mean, does anyone not take all those paintings of wounded warriors for anything other than the obvious act of penance? And no, I'm not suggesting letting Mr. Trump off the hook, but merely reminding all those folks who have started to count down till the end of the Trump administration that however short one's presidential term might be, it is awfully easy for one incompetent leader to set off a series of problems that can continue for decades, far beyond their term of office, however short.